This is Tri-States Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Three Republicans are running to replace McDonough County Sheriff Rick Van Broecker. They've all spoken with Tri-States Public Radio regarding the release of 911 audio recordings from last April that detail a reckless driving complaint against the sheriff. The person who called Macomb police on April 4th of last year described a driver with glassy eyes who was driving recklessly by speeding down the caller's lane, hitting potholes, and almost rear-ending his parked truck. The matter did not come to light until the audio was released by the 911 Dispatch Center through a Freedom of Information Act request. In a written statement, Van Broecker confirmed some of the details described in the 911 call. He said he did pull off the road as he entered town that evening. He spoke with a man and told him he was getting comfortable and needed a minute. Van Broecker said he was experiencing the onset of vertigo. He said he pulled over until it passed and then drove home. Van Broecker would not take questions about the incident. Chief Deputy Nick Pettigrew is the second in command at the sheriff's office. He is one of the candidates running to replace Van Broecker, and he was on shift the evening of the incident. In the audio recordings, we hear Pettigrew call into dispatch and ask if the reckless driving complaint involved the sheriff. Pettigrew told Tri-States Public Radio that he has heard the audio recordings. He spoke with us as a candidate running for sheriff. Pettigrew says he was working on the computer in his office and talking on the phone when the call went out over the radio.
I turned my radio up, and I heard the very tail end of the transmission. I heard my sheriff's address and vehicle coming out over the radio network. It was being broadcast on the McDonough County frequency, and it was being broadcast on the Macomb police frequency. I was surprised. I picked up the phone, and my dialogue is firmly recorded, and I was, what is going on?
So you weren't trying to criticize her for putting the sheriff's name out?
No, I wasn't trying to criticize her. I did not know what was going on because I didn't hear the first part of it. That's why I was surprised, shocked to hear my sheriff's address vehicle come over the frequency. I had no idea what was going on. And I hung up the phone and I got into my patrol vehicle and I went to the last the coordinates that she gave where the caller said this is the address. And I responded that way. So by that time, Adam was on the air, Deputy Kramer, MC-17. You hear him on the transmissions. He beat me to the address where the caller was from. I actually went the wrong way. And then that's when Adam called me and explained to me that he had spoke to the gentleman, and he referred to him saying that he thought he's having some sort of medical issue. He said, we better go look for him. Said, absolutely. So that's when we said, well, let's go to the house. So I'm out at, I'm outside of town. Adam's closer. MC-17 is closer to 712 North Madison.
Is that where you found him?
Yes. He was at his house. I think there's a radio transmission where he says he's here. So he obviously beats me there. We pull up, cars in the driveway. What more questions do you have for me?
About what time was that at that you got to his home?
We went straight there. We get to the house. I go up to the door. Sheriff's there. I said, somebody called you in driving. A reckless driving complaint. Really? So you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. It's okay. All right. We got in the car and we left.
That was the extent of the conversation?
That was the extent of the conversation.
Pettigrew says that if the situation had played out differently, if hypothetically they had found the vehicle on the road and the sheriff appeared to be impaired, he would have called in the Illinois State Police. But he says it's protocol to respond to a situation, assess it, and then decide whether to bring in another agency. Pettigrew says the operator's statement of, quote, make your own case, unquote, at the end of the call for service meant there was not probable cause based off the information provided. Pettigrew says he treated the sheriff as he would have treated anyone else.
If someone called you in reckless driving and they give me your address and your car and I drive by your house and your car's sitting in the driveway and you're not there, I wouldn't even get out of the car and knock on your door. I would come out over the air unfounded or 10-8 or it's over with. The call's ended because I didn't see you drive and I can't base anything for an arrest. I have no probable cause to even try to take this stop or take whatever it was further. You're at home. I don't have to go speak to you. I have no one telling me that you did anything that warranted that, or I didn't actually see you do whatever it is you're accused of doing.
Pettigrew says reckless driving complaints are common, and he does not typically write a report when the claim turns out to be unfounded. No report was written regarding this incident either. Pettigrew says anyone listening to the scanner would have heard the call. He says some of the allegations of cover-up that have been circulating on social media and parroted by other news outlets are politically motivated. Detective Justin Lundgren with the sheriff's office is also running for sheriff. Lundgren told Tri-State's Public Radio he was not on duty that evening and had not been made aware of the incident by anyone at the sheriff's department. Lundgren told Tri-State's Public Radio he believes in an open-door policy when it comes to policing.
The law should apply to everyone equally, period, Emily, and it's important to maintain the public's trust. But politicizing the allegations of misconduct by the sheriff or chief deputy, again, at this point, it would be inappropriate. It could develop into an ongoing investigation, and I'm not going to politicize that.
Lundgren says he doesn't know what happened that night. He says the state's attorney's office or the Illinois Attorney General could decide to investigate the incident. Brian Baca is the third candidate running for sheriff. Baca told Tri-State's Public Radio there should be an investigation just to ensure that everything was done by standard operating procedure.
McDonough County Sheriff and the department should not have been the ones handling that call. As soon as they found out it was the sheriff, it should have been diverted to the Illinois State Police to handle. That way, there wouldn't be this tenor of wrongdoing, so to speak.
Baca is the operations warden for the Illinois Department of Corrections facility in Canton. All three Republicans live in Macomb. They will be participating in a Meet the Candidates forum this Saturday hosted by the Macomb Feminist Network. The event is open to the public and begins at 1 at Macomb City Hall. Early voting begins today in Illinois, and the primary is scheduled for March 20th. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.